Lehigh Valley Business Sentiment Index rose by only 3% in January.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Lehigh Valley's Business Sentiment Index, the BSI, made a smaller than expected recovery in January, rising by only 3%. A drop from last October and last July's close to 6% increases. The small improvements have not made up for the index's historical 32% fall last April, not by a long shot. The index, now at 50.9, is well below its January 2020 level of 64.2. The diminishing rate of growth of the index is a cause for concern, as it is indicative of lack of enthusiasm among the Valley businesses. Our model's largest gain was in the index of plans for future hires, which rose by 7% above last October's level. However, it is still below its January 2020 level. It should be noted that this index peaked back in October 2018 and was already down by 10% in January of last year, well before the crash of last April. The only index in our model which did not rise in January was the index of future purchases, which dropped slightly, pushing it further below its January 2020's level. The hiring index over the last 6 months, which recorded a slight increase in January, is still 20% its last year's level. The percent of local businesses that reported net layoffs was around 5% during 2018 and 19, while the percentage of those with net hiring hovered close to 30%. These ratios have changed dramatically. In January, 21% of survey participants had net layoffs, while only 12% of them reported net hiring. To put this simply, layoffs have increased by fourfold while hiring dropped in half. The index, which has lost more than any other in our model over the last 12 months, is the index of actual purchases over the last 6 months, which has dropped by almost half of its January 2020 level. Accommodation, food and leisure sector led the losses with laying off half of its employees over the last 6 months. However, for the first time, we see positive plans for future hiring in this battered sector. The Valley has recovered, replaced 87% of all the jobs lost in March and April of last year. Finance and manufacturing, followed by accommodation, food and leisure sectors, led the other sectors in their plans for expanding employment over the next 6 months. And while all sectors except retail and real estate reported lower revenues over the last 6 months, the picture for the next 6 months is much more positive. And except for the accommodation, food and leisure and the education sectors, none of the others project shrinking revenues over the next 6 months. Our local business survey still shows a heightened level of concern with the future of the economy. However, we also observed positive signs among the local businesses regarding their hiring plans and revenue expectations over the next 6 months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.